What is up, Board 8? Welcome to the Serious Business Podcast, because a serious board needs, absolutely needs, a serious podcast. My name is Ice Hawk, your host, as always. My sidekick this week, because Neon is MIA. Rumor has it he's in Afghanistan, so we have Ed Bellis as a sidekick this week. What's up, Ed?
What's up?
Ed, I posted in the Tea Party topic this week.
How'd that go for you?
I said, sup my homies, and no one responded to me.
Typical guy.
What did I do wrong? I don't know. Is there a initiation I have to go through or something?
Yeah, you gotta like wear like a certain scarf and
take a dick in the butt.
Sure, like you post with a lisp.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. Okay. The Andy Richter this week and recording bitch is Wigs.
Hey, what's up, slut?
When I say wigs, I don't mean like actual wigs like that you wear in your head. I mean like wigs.
Yeah, like not like toupees, because you know if you got a toupee, you wouldn't want to pay.
You wouldn't want to pay for a toupee.
Hell no, man.
And our guest host this week, just totally lucked into it because he's Asian and I need to fill quotas. Boner.
Yes.
AKA hey. Bonetail. What's up, Bonetail?
Nothing much. I'm staying up for you guys, you realize. I have like 3 hours of sleep just for you.
Don't act like you're doing this for us. You're losing to Blazer right now in User of the Year, and you want to come back, and that's why you're on this show.
Gotta play the game.
Absolutely. So let's talk. Let's bring out your personality. Have a good performance, and you might find some votes coming your way. You never know. All right? So no pressure or anything.
Absolutely not.
All right. What do you feel, let's talk about yourself on the board. What do you think you bring to the board that makes you a great user?
That is a good question.
It really is. It really is a good question.
I don't even know. I'm just there.
Yeah, that's not going to help you with the voters. So you're 15. Oops. Right now. You're 15, yep. You're Asian, yeah. You're scrawny. What is your goal for losing your virginity?
Before I die is a good goal. I'm thinking around there.
You're much. Yeah, Justin was hoping for like 18. You're hoping for when you die.
Eventually is a good answer.
Okay. How many friends are Asian?
Zero, actually. I have one Puerto Rican friend.
Do your parents complain that you're too Western?
I am a very Western person, and my family is very Western.
Okay then. Do you ever? You're a young
guy. They're like dubs, and you'd rather be subs.
That was the gayest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. So have you been talking with those fucking dubs, Boner?
I don't even know what this is. What?
Are you watching the Dragon Ball Z dub? Get your room.
We can't have you hanging out with the dubs, Boner.
They call him Boner, too.
Your name is Boner.
So you're 15 years old. When I came to the board, and I was like 13, 14, you know, a lot of the board, I mean, people were older, but the vast majority was younger. Now GameFAQs as a whole is older, so 15's a pretty young guy on the board. Do you ever feel intimidated, out of place, anything?
Not really. It's the internet. You can't. It's hard to be intimidated by someone on the internet, I feel.
I don't know.
I'm seen Chris?
I'm very intimidated by Chris every day. God, he's such a badass on the internet.
I don't talk to Chris much. I saw him like once in User of the Year chat, and he didn't know who I was.
He's the Orin of Board 8.
That must have been crippling for you, for him not to know who
you are. Yeah, he's like, He's like, who the fuck is this kid? And I'm like, it's Bone Tail. It's who?
I'm really disappointed that you haven't, like, adopted my nickname of Boner more.
I should.
You really should.
I refer to myself as such.
Well, that's all we got for Boner. So I'm just curious, before we begin the show, we had the live 25th show last week. I guess
I wasn't there.
Did you listen to it?
Like, oh, there's a recording somewhere?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it.
You said you listen to every show. I guess you lied. Get off my show. Wiggs, you were an outsider. What did you think of the show?
To get on the phone,
what I think of the 25th show?
Lied at that. He fooled me. I was like, well, I'd kind of rather have Angelo on, but you listen to the show every week. I got to be nice to the fans. But you're not even a fan, Boner.
You mean, what did I think of?
It was my birthday last week.
I love Endgamer podcast. All right, Wiggs, what did you think of the 25th show?
I thought it was good in that, like, whose line is it anyway? Kind of funny. In that it can just, like, be funny, and sometimes just because it's so, like, falls apart and everything like that, you know. So it was all improv kind of funny.
Yeah, I actually kind of want to do it again, like, eventually. Maybe five shows or something like that.
Yeah. You see, you're like, oh, man, we're never going to do a live show ever again. This is a total disaster.
Well, without rotating hosts, and since Endgamer, I would assume, would have the sound problems fixed this time, I'm sure it would be a lot better next time.
Much less Doctor Strange than it.
Yeah, I feel like live, it kind of would have been boring to listen to, because you had to deal with, like, 15 minutes of Endgamer adjusting sound. We had the part where we all got dropped. We had Yo Blazer screaming for Allah and then leaving. So it was like, yeah, it was kind of a disaster. But I think next time it'll be better. So maybe on the 30th podcast we'll try it again.
That was totally the best moment of the show, though, I have to say.
No, the best moment was when I called Ermine a sex offender.
That was the best moment.
Lifelong dream fulfilled. Well, let's stop.
Next moment is relevant to Ermine. Is it about animals? No, it's about sex offenders.
So yeah, let's talk about serious stuff. Let's talk about User of the Year. How's that sound?
Oh, that's real serious. Awesome. I can handle it.
Yeah, you guys sound excited. Let's talk about the Justin Shine division. We had some near upsets here. Menji and Biscuit, who really underperformed in round one, and SPP and Soul, who did pretty well in round one, almost lost to Menji and Biscuit. Any reason for this? Ed?
Well, I think Biscuit might have been better because most of them are Zhang in addition to Biscuit. So he might have, like, done a little better that way.
You didn't put his alt in the first time?
No, remember you, like, yelled at me for that.
That was before
I actually doing, like, the parentheses and brackets.
Yeah, I yell at you so much I don't remember these things.
I don't know about Menji. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the format changes and, you know, people's voting trends generally change. But
was Menji's podcast appearance after his first round performance?
It was in between the rounds, I think so.
So that could have helped, maybe.
That might have helped. And he might have made, like, some random, I can beat the women's all-star team in the top deck again. I don't know.
Maybe he played the game a bit. Yeah, I think it was more like, you know, round one, it's tough to negative Soul or SBP, you know? Just because, like, they're good guys, even if they're inactive. But then, like, when you get to round two, I mean, if they're not around, people are going to vote against you, you know? So that's kind of how I feel it went down. Let's talk about Wiggs Tom division. SD dominated. He got 61% on Commodore. And SD is a guy who struggled, like, in round two in the past because of the anti-votes. Are the anti-votes over, Wiggs?
I think this is a round, actually, that, like, well, it's, like, especially with, like, Soul, I think this is, like, whereas the first round maybe favors, like, the vets a little more. Now they get a little more hurts here, I think, for inactivity, whereas, you know, someone will just, you know, with the 5-0s being the popular thing to do. And if someone's not around, then it's going to be a little easier to 5-0 them because with the 5-0.
Commodore's around.
What?
Commodore's around.
Oh, I thought you said the inactivity.
Oh, no, we're talking about SD now, man. Wiggs off to a great start.
So still awake.
SD managed to avoid the counter of the anti-votes and did really well against Commodore when usually he has problems in round two. Do you have a reason for this, Wiggs?
No.
Okay, a boner.
Um,
right.
I don't really have a reason either.
Okay, well, I'll share my theory. Well, first off, I don't think SD is as mean to people as he used to be. Like, he spends a lot of his time doing playthroughs and watch-throughs, so, like, people get in on that and they have a good time. SD goes into all those same playthroughs and watch-throughs later and comments on them, so, like, that gets him votes.
So, like, now, you're kind of saying he's distanced himself from Ash, that kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of. You know, I think part of the reason people didn't like him, too, is because, like, the EPOP contest, he was willing to speak out against shitty people. And now that he doesn't speak out against shitty people so much, they're willing to vote for him. But yeah,
I think he's become
more of a project-oriented user, is what I think, rather than, like, social commentary on the board. Go ahead.
I think this round, like, also, you don't see as much. It's kind of hard to anti-vote someone in this round, just kind of vote for their opposition. And I think, like, users that have really strong fan bases tend to shine in this round.
Yeah, but SD's done bad in the past in this round.
Has he done bad in the past? I think, like, at the very least, maybe people have gotten more of an appreciation for him this year then. Because, like, he's got a pretty hardcore fan base. And I think also going in as, like, a 2-seed probably helped a bit. Like, maybe in the past he went as, like, a 5 or a 6 and got, like, someone pretty strong. But here he got, like, a 2-seed. And Commodore wasn't necessarily that weak. I feel like he's one of those guys he doesn't really have as, like, a hardcore people, like, that back and follow him. Like a Jekyll or an SD or somebody, you know?
Yeah, I think also good point on the 5-0s because the click is back and they love to do their 5-0s. And I think SD got like a lot of 5-0s from the click, so that really adds up.
And 5-0 and 3-2 are the way to go. Fuck 4-1.
Another kind of noteworthy thing is Lady Ash kind of had a good performance against Grapefruit King. Came up short, but had a good performance and did well in round 1. What the fuck is it that's made Lady Ash semi-popular? Like, I think he's still kind of a douche. Boner, do you got any insight on this?
I never really paid attention to Lady Ash. I mean,
wigs.
I think that it's not really that Ash was doing that well. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think with Grapefruit King, like, he's a pretty popular guy, but he's not like super popular.
And, but I mean, Ash has got to be getting votes to be like, he's not getting anti-voted, and people are willing to vote for him.
Wasn't Ash in a weak round 1 also, if I recall?
Yeah, he lost to Kalos and SD. Just barely beat Raiden.
Oh, yeah, he was in my division, right? Yeah, my division was always was really weak. And
true, but I'm saying, I don't know. I feel like in the past, Ash might have done worse.
Like, people know him, but you know, people, hate him, I guess. I guess it's more of, like, a dislike as opposed to hate, which is it makes a difference.
I guess.
Ash is definitely, like, not as abrasive as he used to be.
That too.
I think that's probably really big in his favor. Like, people are either neutral or like him as opposed to neutral or dislike nowadays.
Fair enough. And Steiner with 63% on Raiden, who never posts.
Good job, Steiner.
Steiner out in round 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steiner, he's failing. He has not been on in a month ever since, like, on his Facebook it said he's getting married. So yeah, I'm really interested for that story. I really hope we find out. Let's move on to mine and Bellis's division. Not too much. Everything pretty much as expected, except Ermine and Angelo both broke 70%. Super Angelo did it on Santen, and Ermine did it on Zach Norn. Are you guys impressed by these performances, Ed?
I think part of it is, I think it's more weakness of opponent than anything. Like, I don't want to, like, discredit them or anything, but I feel like Santen is a very unknown quantity in terms of people have no idea who he is most of the time, and Zach Norn gets a lot of hate, and he's actually placed in his division. And I feel like Ermine and Angelo are two very likable guys who, it's like, again, it's tough to negative them. Like, you kind of go with someone you're indifferent on or someone you dislike, and then you have, like, a likable guy. It's easy to give, like, a +5 or +4 to, you know? But I think that's probably what happened more than any, like, real, like, solid upper tier strength. I think it's just a weakness of opponent.
If you +5 Ermine, he'll +5 you.
And if you vote against him, he will vote against you. So if you're playing the game, keep that in mind.
Play the game, vote for Ermine.
Yeah. That could be the key to his success. People learning how to play the game, and they realize Do you guys think that Ermine's crazy podcast antics are helping him or hurting him, Ed?
I don't think it can hurt him. I mean,
that crazy Ermine, you never know what he's going to do next.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like he's going on there and, like, you know, being racist or something. He's just being on here and, you know.
I could imagine Ermine doing that. Yeah, I don't look
like a sex offender, you mean?
I'm going to go on a tirade against black people. Like, what?
No, black animals.
black animals. I don't care about people. I don't like black animals.
Yeah, I think Ermine's still out in round 3. I think Angelo is going to round 4 before he's out.
Yeah.
Safe to say, yeah. All right, Alec Knee Division, which had some interesting-looking results. Digi barely beats Control-Alt-Delete. Digi was 4th place in top 100 users, which kind of means nothing, but I still think being that high up has to mean something. Is Digi that weak, or is Control-Alt-Delete that strong? Boner.
I think Control-Alt-Delete is getting a lot stronger because he's been around more, he's been drawing more stuff. He just did Henri's Ultimate Suicide. He's getting up there. He's getting more popular. More people are starting to know him. More people are starting to look at his pictures. And
yeah, for a while, he was pretty much would just do his picture topics, which got him some support. Now I notice him a bit more outside of those topics.
And he's around more.
Yeah, he seems like a nicer guy, and like his project, like especially the Board of History topics, have been really getting him attention.
And maybe it's just me, or Digi is just kind of.
Yeah, Digi.
Of the word, it's not getting around as much.
Yeah, Digi's looked really strong in top 100, but it's pretty clear at this point, especially if you look at the results as a whole, that the Knight crew like all voted in it basically, and a lot of their guys did really well. So, outside of the Knight crew, once you open up Digi to the board as a whole, he's clearly not terribly popular. So he's probably out next round.
Top 100 users was a while ago. Also,
you think Digi disappeared a bit since then?
A little bit, yeah.
I've noticed him back around lately.
I mean, 192 to 188 is, for all intents and purposes, equal. So seeing as that match could have gone either way.
Tell that to Control-Alt-Delete, Wiggs. The guy's home crying. Tell him it was equal. Tell him that, Wiggs. I dare you.
Well, hey, that's what they. Hey, man, you gotta. That's how it goes. But you know, being that close, one more vote would have changed it. So I don't know. You look at him as equal in power. That's what you got.
So where were you going with that?
I forgot.
Hey, you did. You did forget.
Damn it, man.
Another kind of interesting result. Zazie is a guy I did not see him doing that well when the contest started. He had a pretty decent round 1. Like, he got, like, plus 20, so that's something, even if it was a semi-weak division. Now he put up a good fight against Rilo, getting 43%. Is Rilo weak or something this year? Or is Zazie somehow getting strong? Ed?
I think Zazie's been around a lot in the chat. I think he probably has, like, I would assume he has a pretty strong aim presence. I mean, I'm not going to go as far as say, like, he rallied in terms of that. I mean, I just, like, he probably, like, you know, is social on aim and, you know, hits up people. And I think people started to notice him a bit more on the board. I think he started to post a bit more. He might be, like, one of those rising stars. Maybe, like, next year he'll get, like, pretty decent. I think he just got a bad draw this year. I think he could have gone a lot farther if he did better in round 1.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting point about next year, because Zazie is a guy before the contest, like, I've always known who he was, but I never really knew anything about him. But
right, exactly.
The chat has really helped him for me, personally.
Yeah,
I actually think it's a little bit of both. Rilo has gotten weaker, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not looking in the right topics, but I don't see him around as much.
He's around, but yeah, he's...
I've seen Zazie a lot more in the chat, so that might have helped him.
I think what helped Zazie a lot too, actually, is being in the draft, like being one of the drafters.
That's a good point. Yeah, like he interacted with a lot of people there.
Yeah,
he's getting himself out there more, because I don't think his posting style ever got him noticed more. But once you talk to people on AIM, even if your posting style doesn't get you noticed, once people know you, they'll pay attention to you more, even when you post. So yeah, I'll agree. It's a little bit of both. Zazie should be an interesting one next year, for sure. Let's go on to the FFD Cokes division, where FFD just raped. After he raped first round, getting 100% positive. This round against BioLizard, 86%. Are we overlooking this guy as a top three candidate? Ed?
Well, I think the round two performance is... It's what I was telling Chris the other day. Like, it's what happens when you take the best round one performance and probably the weakest round one performance. Yeah, like, reached round one contender, and you put them together. Like, that's what happens.
Yeah, I think BioLizard reached the point... Like, BioLizard is at the point where people are willing to just zero him in round one, you know?
Yeah.
But no one's willing to, like, really give him points against, like, FFD.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have a guy who's completely likable and, like, who nobody dislikes, and then you have a guy who almost everybody dislikes. It'd be like FFD versus Vlado in round two, like, if that somehow happened, although, like, on a smaller scale.
But still, you know, he's had weak draws, there's no denying that, but do you think he maybe deserves a bit more noticing for a top three candidate?
I mean, he's definitely put on, like, the best...
Hey, wait, Ed, I'm just glad to hear your voice this week.
Well,
so what drugs were you on last week, Ed?
Oh, I don't know. I just, yeah.
Right.
Penicillin.
Wiggs.
I'm allergic to penicillin, actually.
Okay, boner. Wiggs.
I don't know. I mean, Bio plays Mafia. I think I like him, but I think some of the Mafia guys don't really like him too much. So that can kind
really?
Of... He doesn't play Why Mafia would... anymore.
That doesn't mean they don't like
him. Oh, no, they... I think most of them...
You mean they're more indifferent towards him?
Say what?
Are you saying they're more indifferent towards him?
No, they don't like his the way he plays sometimes. I think they get kind of annoyed at him sometimes. But I think that he loses the Mafia vote usually in that regard. And especially being up against another Mafia player. I think that actually had a lot to do with it.
What are you talking about?
FFD and BioLizard both play Mafia.
I think.
Oh, I thought you were talking about FFD. Like, why would people
talk
about
Mafia?
No.
You asked about Bio.
I think Mafia versus Mafia leads to Mafia.
BioLizard doesn't really strike me as a Mafia player. Like, yeah, I don't think that's the first thing that comes to people's mind when it comes to BioLizard.
I think about BioLizard, I think Pokemon, you know?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I still can't see FFD really surpassing last year, because I don't think he's done anything different from last year. Like, I don't think he's out there any more than he was last year.
And he's already won, hasn't he?
Yeah, I don't think he has a chance to win, but I mean, he might have. These performances have opened my eyes a bit, but I don't buy him getting past the golden parcel round.
Yeah, I just think that, like, so far the factors have really been in his favor in terms of, like, doing incredibly well. And I think that he'll probably get, like, top 20, maybe even top 10. Any further than that, though, I don't know. I'm curious to see how he does against, like, a real opponent, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We won't see him in round three. We won't see him in round three because of the bye.
Things get tough.
Yeah, but he's not going to be in round three, so we're going to have to wait all the way to round four to see what FFD is made of.
You're saying the same thing you said for FFD as you did for Exa. Who do you think is going to do better, FFD or Exa?
FFD. I don't know. It sounds right. Exa just annoys me so much lately when it comes to sports talk, and that's, like, all he does. So, I mean, people still vote for him, but... I just feel like Exa is more likely to lose support this year than FFD. That's just my opinion.
Hey, yeah.
One of the bigger upsets so far in round two, DSR loses to Profit Profit. Man, that guy's just in the right place at the right time all the time. third place finished by DSR in a weak division. Definitely weak division, but still. He didn't get, like, anti-voted like crazy in round one. What happened to him? Why? How did he lose to Profit Profit? Boner, any theories?
Who is it that lost?
DSR? DS Rage?
He might not be around as much, and, I think there are a few people that dislike him, and that might have spread. I don't know, I'm just talking in my ass. Go to Ed.
Like, the whole clique voted against DSR, and they all, once again, 5-0'd. And I maybe throw out one or two 5-0s around, and I was willing to 5-0 against DSR just because he's not even around and he's kind of annoying. So I definitely think I haven't looked at the stats, but I'm guessing that Profit got a lot of 5-0s his way. And I wouldn't even be surprised if DSR like won the actual percentage of votes that went his way. Like, let's look at the favorable. Oh no, he didn't. But
somebody won I think it was a 4-4 match. I forget who it was. I think Ray Dan won the popular vote, as it were, but lost the real votes.
Profit had 16 5-pointers and DSR had 10. So that kind of helps. And then, but yeah, Profit actually won the popular vote. So that's I don't understand it.
DSR to me, he's like, I think one of the more interesting guys, you look at how his popularity has gone over the few years. Like, you know, I think I said this a lot one of the other times also, how he used to not be liked at all back when he was all, like, fighting with Sis a lot. And then after that, like, he got really popular, like, for a year or two. And then he kind of vanished again, and he got less popular again. So he's, like, a big bell curve. And he's, like, I think the most obvious example of it that I can think of.
I hate to say it, but I think he's a guy that people, like when Steiner leaves, you know, Steiner's been gone, but people still kind of vote for him, you know? Like, he's going to make it to round three. I think when DSR leaves, people are like, okay, we don't have to vote for this guy anymore. He's not going to vote for me now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that's half the reason he gets votes. Just saying. Outside of FFD, we had several other people reach the 70% mark. We had Cokes, Not Dave, War, and Leon with 70% or more. Let's rank them. Who you think is strongest, Ed?
In terms of round two or overall?
Overall. Who do you think is going to go farther?
Cokes, Not Dave, Leon, War. From farthest to least far.
I'm thinking Cokes. I still don't understand Not Dave's popularity surge. So
I don't know if it's a surge so much as it is he's never been in a user contest before, so we have nothing to compare it to.
Well, I guess I don't understand why he's popular. Like, I don't know. I just don't know anything like special about him that he does. But so I'm still kind of doubting him. I guess at this point you kind of gotta go Cokes, Not Dave, 1-2. But I got War over Leon. I think Leon has benefited from weak divisions. I think he will kind of be exposed in round three, even with a supposed stats boost. Wiggs, you got any theories?
Yeah, I'm going to say Not Dave, Cokes, Leon, War.
Wow, you got Not Dave being the most strong.
Yeah, I think both Not Dave and Cokes are close, and I think Leon and War are close. Yeah,
there definitely seems to be a divide between those two.
Yeah.
Like Cokes, Not Dave, and War and Leon.
Yeah, Leon, you know, from like stats guy, stats topic, all that, I think it helps him out there, since the other three really aren't like that.
Well, we're posting the stats topic, I think. But he's not like as hardcore about it, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on to the Moogle Poco division. Boko. Really nothing too noteworthy here. Spork, though, with 80% on Blind as a thought.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Are you guys buying Spork as maybe a top 30, whatever. Do you buy or is getting past round four?
Let me put it this way. I would take Santen over Blind Azathoth.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I would take a lot of people over him. I haven't really seen him around much. It seems like he just came out and nobody knows who he is.
I love the guy, but I know nobody knows who he is.
So where are you guys buying Spork to? Boner?
I'm thinking round four.
All right, that's fair. Wiggs?
Round four is World Cup.
Ed?
Yeah. Round four is the World Cup, yeah.
I don't know.
I can take her out of round four.
Yeah, me too, Wiggs. I agree.
If she's really lucky, she could make it to round five, but I think round four is a good.
I mean, round four is a safe bet, but I think she has potential.
Yeah.
All depends on the draw.
Yes, sir. Next division, the one that was just tallied. Lopin and Tranny division. Engirl struggled with Fool, only 56%. Any theories on how the fuck that happened, Ed?
I think Fulmo got a lot of boost from being in the chat and also like being really active with the contest. Like, he's done a couple graphs and trends and whatnot. I think he's kind of shying away.
Fulmo makes a lot of smart ass comments all over the place too on the board. Just thought it was
Like, I feel like he's shying away from, like, his troll image. Like, I see him a lot, like, being more serious and, like, you know, contributing more and not just being like, you know, hey, I'm a dick now, you know, like he used to do. And I think that might help a little bit. Like, sort of like a Lady Ash type thing where it's, like, not so much people dislike him anymore. I don't think people really disliked him, but it's not so much that people have that image in him in their head of this guy's a troll. Now it's like, you know, he did this. He made this comment here, you know. It's kind of like that.
He also has the A Mafia vote.
That he does.
That's true.
And he plays Board Mafia a lot now also. I see him playing most of his games. I see him post in general a lot more than I used to. Now he's on the, you know, IW Spy. I don't know. I see him. You know what I think it is? In his signature, the full moat is bolded, so it's really noticeable.
That is key. If you're playing the game and you're on an alt,
bold your make name sure to bold. Sick.
Yes, yes. Boner, how do you feel about Fumo as someone who doesn't really play Mafia?
I've never played Mafia.
Yeah,
so.
I know. So
yes. I don't really think much
God,
about
I fucking hate Asians. Like, your parents, like, when they put you off to kindergarten, like, smacked you in the face if you ever said anything, like, literally incorrect. So... You gotta be a fucking dumbass constantly. God, just talk. Just get away from me.
Okay, Fulmo is less of a douche.
Than he used to be?
Than he used to be. And
yeah,
I think
there's some literal correctness here, dumbass.
I thought you meant that end girl.
Yeah.
Fulmo's more of a douche than end girl.
You know, Fulmo's definitely getting stronger, but hey, let's not completely overlook end girl getting weaker. I think it's worth noting, I did not see her at all until User of the Year started.
I've seen her a lot.
Well,
she's been around.
Until User... But, well, yeah, when User of the Year started, did you see her much before then?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like in the months leading up to User of the Year, she was...
She's definitely more popular now. I mean, not more popular, but she's posting more now. But I saw her before a lot.
Yeah, she was active a lot during contest season during, like, the Portal matches and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys see Fool as a breakout star next year, Ed?
I think depending on the draw, yeah. Like, I think Zazie and Fool, like, if Fool keeps it up, I mean, he could probably be a breakout star.
Yeah, Zazie and Fool definitely seem like round three presences next year, but hey, we got like a whole year till the next one, so.
The trend continues.
And who knows what they'll do? You know, maybe, you know, Fool has brain surgery or something. I don't know.
He performs brain surgery.
Oh, there you go.
Dr. Fulmo.
Dr. Football, speaking of breakout stars. With 61% against board vet Yazzie, is that enough to impress you to maybe see him getting on round three?
I still think round three is where he loses. I don't think he's getting past round three.
Ed?
Maybe. I think I could see him getting, like, getting one of the fifth placers. I don't know if he'll have enough to get past, though.
Wiggs?
It's not enough to impress me. However, there is a fact, like I was saying before, Dr. Football's name might be bolded in a lot of people's sigs.
It is. In fact, Ed Bell says it is bolded.
Yes, it is.
I'm looking at the results right now, and I see Dr. Football in my face. So, hey. And Luster upsets Forceful Dragon in perhaps the biggest upset. Some people said it would be joke votes, but... do you guys have any more reasons for this possibly happening? Ed?
It's Luster. He's just unpredictable.
Great comment, Boner. Ed.
Please,
talk out of turn more with those amazing comments, Boner.
Oh, I'm writing them down.
Recording we just them. Crush our guest host's self-esteem, especially the young ones. Like, I think he goes to school on Monday and they're like, Boner, why aren't you raising your hand today? You love to participate in class. Oh, I don't know. I'm just sad.
I was on an internet podcast yesterday, and they insulted me.
I was on an internet podcast that has, like, 70 people download it, and I was just humiliated.
All right. I thought it was the one with Endgamer, and...
I thought it was going to be with Endgamer, and he's so nice to his guest host, but no, it was Ice Hawk.
Ice Hawk's mean. I don't want to go back to the dubs.
All right, back to serious business here.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, like, I really don't know how to explain this one, honestly. Like, I could, like, come up with some kind of reason, but I really don't know how to explain it. Like, I guess it's talking about, like, FD flopping, I guess, because I didn't think Lester was all that strong, but I guess FD, like, you know, like you were saying earlier, I saw, I guess he just kind of didn't show up or post that much. Or
he didn't post at all to the loser of the year, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love to see detailed stats on this. That would probably help. I wonder if the trend charts are helping him. It's got to be something. I mean, he clearly got a few joke votes, but I think he might have won either way. Because I don't think those joke votes were all necessarily going towards Forceful Dragon either.
Yeah.
I just think Forceful Dragon wasn't around, but in round one, he still had his hardcore fan base to carry him through and, like, no one anti-voted him. But in round two, his inactivity kind of caught up with him. Luster's around. Unless you're, like, one of Forceful Dragon's fan base, you don't talk to him tons, so then they anti-voted him. So that was that. And now for the next, the current division, I got a live update for you. It's pretty much all raping. Boner, you are losing like crazy. You're going to need a great performance to overcome
gotta
this.
Got
to
step it up now, man. Come on, do something ridiculous right now.
Confess something. Confess something to us about your life.
Confess what?
Just something embarrassing. What's your penis size?
Get a ruler. Come on. Get it hard. Get it hard. Get it hard now.
We're going to talk. You just get a hard on and, you know, get a ruler out while
it's
we talk.
Nice Hugs voice. So. If it doesn't get you hard.
get Chester up in here to start barking.
He's not Ermine. He's not going to get off from Chester. All right. So anyway, this division is like raping like crazy. We have tons of 70%. There's only one interesting result right now, that's DP versus Communist Koala, and that's a very close one. KK, why is he so much stronger this year, Ed?
I don't know. Like, I see him every now and then, like, you know, being snarky and tell people to shut up, and I guess people seem to remember
that.
He's
so edgy and cool.
Yeah, he's like the kid in the back of the class who goes on a smoke break recess.
Yeah, I think it's basically the same as Fulmo.
Yeah,
he's a mob player.
He's like
posting more. That's about it. Also, some talk in the chat about, so now that we're done with Twos of the Year, kind of. Some talk in the chat about maybe shortening round one and round two. Do you guys see this being plausible at all, Ed?
Well, I don't know. Like, I wasn't around for this, or I wasn't paying attention for it. How did they talk about shortening it? Cause, like, will we reduce the number of signups, or would we, like, increase the number of people in each division?
I think if you decrease signups, that decreases, like, votes in general.
Yeah. Like, I like having a huge base to pull from, you know? Like, I think we could even, like, get more users in the contest.
Oh, I don't know about that, but...
Well, I mean, like, we definitely... Like,
we could, but do we want to? No.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely enough people to fill up, like, 300 user slots, you know?
Yeah, true enough. But I guess, one, I'd... people want to change the round one format. I don't know about that.
I think it should stay because, like, you know, it makes the later rounds that much more special.
You could, like, double up on the divisions. Like, 20 people and then plus... Like five, negative five.
Why not just have two divisions? Why not just have vote in two divisions a day? You know, do like two at once.
That could kill votals.
Do it in the same topic.
That might kill votals too. Like, yeah. I feel like them all being in one might help. I think combining, because there's not that much effort in round two voting. I think maybe combining the round two divisions could help.
Yeah.
Like, I bet you could handle. Because, you know, HGR said this. He has a good point. Because, like, yeah, we love Use of the Year, but, well, he didn't say that because he's always negative, but, like, we do spend a whole month trying to get rid of, like, the users that no one cares about, essentially. Like, I mean, it is a long time to get rid of, like, jobbers, essentially. So, I think the format could use some refining. I think maybe we should talk about it more next year. I think it's worth considering.
I'm open to suggestions, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to talk about
it. I'm assuming that I'll be running it next year. I don't think Smurf is coming back.
Well, unless I kill you.
Take my soul.
All right, and also of note, the round three division drawing should be in a couple days.
Oh, yeah.
I plan on doing a live show with Wigs and other special guests.
Mwah.
Can we do it in the in the actual chat this time and not like a separate chat. Like the UXY chat.
Well, you'll be a name doing the divisions anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Wait, is it an AIM chat like, thing, or is it an actual
podcast? We went to the live draw, into, like, the live, the fantasy draft. We had, to go, like, a separate chat for that, so...
That's... You only need to go to a separate chat to, because that's, like, you're listening in on one, but Stick'em Chat sucks. So we all chatted on AIM. You guys will be on AIM anyway.
No, I mean, like, you remember how, like, Endgamer had, like, insisted on, like, a separate chat for the fantasy draft?
Oh, I don't know, man. Endgamer's weird. You're the thing is with User of the Year, you're running it, so yeah, we can just keep it on User of the Year 2010. Like Endgamer can't boss us around there. But yeah, look out for us doing a live show during the round three drawing. Should be fun. All right, news. We have the GameFAQs Contest Hall of Fame going on. I believe there's a week. I think there's a week left in voting. So let's bring out our special guest who happened to be in the neighborhood, YoBlazer.
Gentlemen, peace be upon you.
YoBlazer is currently beating Boner.
Mr. YoBlazer.
All right. Well, let's.
Thank you.
I noticed you adapted our yes/no system, which is similar to like baseball systems, essentially.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I actually thought that was a great suggestion. My original idea was to run a kind of contest, maybe 64 entrants in little tiny brackets of 8. The winner of each one would get in the Hall of Fame, but that would take like a month. I didn't really want to do it.
Plus, seeding that would be really weird.
Yeah, seeding would be a bitch. Well, I could use the, you know, the first format of voting that I went through to seed it, but I think the votes would have really cooled down after a while. I didn't really want to do it, so I thought this, just putting this up for a couple of weeks, you know, would be much better. I'd get more votals, and I think it would still be just as official and authentic and just have, you know, an identical kind of big feel to it.
Yeah. So you don't have a percentage picked out yet for how much it takes to get in, right?
No percentage. I think I'm probably just going to take the top X amount, you know. If there's a clear gap, like let's say the 10th place guy has 80% positive, the 11th place has like 70, then I'd probably take the top 10. If it's like 80%, 79%, I might take the top 11. So I'm going to just, you know, keep tallying the votes, and after a couple weeks when the voting is dried, I'll take a look at the percentages, and then I'll just go from there and see what's a good number to take for the first year.
That's a fair idea for the first year. So like, next year you could have like the legit percentage.
Yeah, I think this year I'm probably going to take a bigger group because, you know, you got guys like the Noble Nine, and you know at least half of them are shoo-ins for the first year. So it wouldn't really be too fun if I took the first six and they're like the six strongest guys in the Noble Nine. I don't think that would be a very fun, like, you know, entrant class, even though they might all be worthy. I don't think that would be a fun class for, like, you know, the first year. So I might go 10 or 11, something like that.
Now, before we go into who we would put in and who we wouldn't, do you agree with some of the people that you should be, that, like, people who are voting who are saying they're stricter this year because it's first ballot and first ballot should be tougher? Do you personally take that stance, Blazer?
You know, it's really hard to justify giving a yes to somebody like Charizard or Pikachu, or I'll be fair here, my favorite character, Jill, when you've got guys like Link and Cloud and Mario in the bracket. So I could see that. I don't really have any problems with stricter voting when you've got all the huge entrants in contest history right there. But you know, I don't have a problem with that, but I do have a problem with the way some people are voting, like voting no on Link and Chrono and then giving yes to Jay Solano. I think, you know, at least one or two people have done that. There have been a couple, one or two no's on Link. One of them was by my boy, who I'm still sticking with, Vlado. So,
yeah, your boy. Congrats.
Yeah, my boy.
Congrats on your boy.
Yeah. But
your boy
I told
just
everybody...
killed somebody. Congrats.
Yeah. I made it very clear that no matter what your opinions are, as long as you vote on all 30 entrants, yes or no, it only takes about a minute or two, I will count your vote. You could vote no on every single person, vote yes on Pikachu like Irvine wanted to do, and I will count his vote.
Fucking Irvine. I hate that guy. I absolutely hate Irvine.
The only thing I don't like about Irvine is that Zigzagoon is his favorite. I don't get it.
I don't like his taste, but his votes are worth just as much. You know, it's an entire board-wide contest. Everybody's welcome to vote, so have at it.
All right, well, let's go through this real quick. Let's just say who you put in and who you want it. Link and Cloud. I'm assuming we all go yes on that.
Yes.
Yes.
I can tell you right now that Link and Cloud, I'll give away two of them. Link and Cloud are going to be in the first year.
Oh, wow. Snap. All right, Chrono. Chrono. Let's go Ed, Wiggs, Boner, and then last for best, Blazer. All right, Chrono.
Yeah,
Yes. I was waiting for your acknowledgement. Yes.
I'm glad you worship me. No.
yeah, with the rivalry of Mario, you know, to that, all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Boner.
Yes.
Blaze.
If I had to pick one guy objectively, if it was going to be a one entrant Hall of Fame first year, it would probably be Chrono.
Yeah, the Chrono Mario rivalry puts it over the top for me. Like, that was so classic. Like, that was what I looked forward to the first 3 years. Mario.
Yep,
same reason.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
L Block.
Yeah.
You can't doubt his performance was great.
Contest winner.
I'm wishy-washy on that one for first year. I mean, if it was a tiny number of people that went in, maybe not, but for sure, first or second year.
Solid Snake.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm saying yes to all the Noble Nine because they're the Noble Nine.
Yeah, yeah, same reason.
Snake gets in, no doubt.
Yeah, I think this year definitely put him over the top for me anyway. Like, if I doubt, because I don't have all Noble Nine in. So, this year put him up top. StarCraft is an interesting one.
I will say yes, just for that 2004 run.
Yeah, I think absolutely.
I know, like...
Yeah, sorry, finish.
I know, like, the new games kind of isn't anything special, but, I mean, I'd be hypocritical if I said yes to L Block and no to StarCraft, because it basically had, like, a similar pattern in terms of subsequent contests. So.
Yeah.
I think it's in the same boat as L Block. You know, I'm not too sure if it's worthy of first year when you have guys like Link and Cloud, but it's right up there. And I'd probably personally put it a little bit above L Block, because if you were here in early 2004 and you were watching that StarCraft Halo match, that thing was just bananas.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Just in terms of the board itself, like the board in and of itself, I think it was bigger than L Block, because the StarCraft match was just, I mean, insane. Back and forth for 24 hours, and then you had the little jokes and the fads, like the carriers and going up against Wind Waker when nobody really gave it a chance, but everybody wanted to see it do well, and having it win that match too, everybody was just going crazy. It was insane.
And versus Halo, you know, everyone thought it was going to be like a joke. Be like, oh, you know, well, maybe it could beat Halo because nobody likes Halo. Ha ha ha. And then it actually did. And everyone's like, oh, wow.
Yeah, as an Xbox fanboy, I had StarCraft winning just solely because I knew how much everyone despised the Xbox at the time. But I have L Block, yeah, but I see maybe I would vote yes on StarCraft or another games contest or maybe in the year. I just don't like it for first year. Even I love what the year it was in, but it was just, yeah, I just don't see it for first year. It was just one contest, you know. Samus.
Sorry. I was reading a topic.
Taking slugs.
Yeah. No, I'm going to say no to Samus. Samus has always been like a really consistent character and a really strong character, but she hasn't really given us a lot of memorable matches. And I think that's like my criteria for the first year. Like, have they really given us incredible, memorable matches? And I really haven't seen
that. I'm not going to disagree there. Samus and Sonic had the first, like, most memorable match, I think, that, you know, the 20, whatever it was, 26 votes, 39, whatever. That's why, like...
32 votes.
32 votes.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, not only I say what he said, I was going to do it to all the Noble Nine because being a part of the Noble Nine is already like Hall of Fame worthy, I think. But it's the first most memorable match.
Yeah, but Samus is like the most consistent performer, like ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd probably say no because she is strong, but. She's kind of overshadowed by all these huge matches that all these other big people have.
Blazer.
Yeah, I don't think she's quite worthy of getting in the first year, despite her strength. I remember the Sonic match. I remember it very well. Back at the time, I didn't really know much about Samus, and I was a big Sonic fan because of what he had done for the industry, so I was pretty pissed off at that match. Yeah, things have kind of switched since then. But, you know... That match, I don't think a vast majority of the board even remembers it. I don't think they were around. As fun as it was, I think a lot of people have been looking at, you know, more recent years. And apart from that one, she hasn't really had too many exciting matches, no noteworthy rivalries or anything. So maybe a second year.
Yeah, second year. Second year, I could see most of the Noble Nine going in. First year, it's tough. Sephiroth.
He won the villains contest. It's a yes.
Gotta say yes.
He's kind of in the same boat as Samus, where not too many like crazy matches, but I would say yes, just because when you think about it, he's a villain, a non-playable character from one game. And for the longest time, he was like the third strongest guy here. I bet you 2000, 2001, he might have been the first strongest guy here. And he's a villain in one game. And that's pretty crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, actually, I had no for the same reason as Samus. But after hearing your argument, I'm going to switch to yes. It was good. That was a good argument. Final Fantasy VII. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, Frog.
Maybe with Frog. I don't know. I'm undecided. Oh, I feel like he had hit. He had a huge like in 2005 or 2004, and then he had nothing else. And I don't know. I'll say probably a year or two for Frog.
I'm going with no for now, only because, as far as the games go, I'd like to see it. Maybe except for Ocarina because that won, but. With Final Fantasy VII, I think not yet because the games contests have not been that prevalent. Final I said yes to StarCraft because it had a great match. I don't
Final Fantasy VII won.
What?
You said just Ocarina of Time because it won. Final Fantasy VII won a contest.
Yeah, but I'm just not seeing it.
My argument's falling apart.
I don't know really what to say. I'm just not seeing Final Fantasy VII. In yet, maybe.
All right, Frog for boner.
I'd say not quite, not now, but definitely year two.
Blazer.
Yeah, I'd say the same. With Frog, subjectively, if I were making the list myself, I'd probably put him in, but because I have so much fun with his matches, but I don't think he's earned it on an objective level. Not quite yet.
I got yes. He's just like the most exciting character in these things half the time.
Yeah, I'm going no.
Like, and it wasn't just 1 year. It wasn't just 1 year like StarCraft. It was like several years. You know.
Yeah, the Axel match in 07, that one was crazy. And I remember as soon as the clock hit like 23 hours, there was 1 hour left. Frog had a huge update, and the entire board spent that last hour rallying like crazy. I mean, I got on my phone book and I dialed people who I hadn't called in like 2 years and told them to vote for Frog.
What, you have
and
a phone book?
I mean, you know what I mean. I, you know, did the whole cell phone thing. I looked through the list. I'm being figurative.
Phone book called people. Said, hey, can I talk to Wiggs' mom? Can I talk to Wiggs?
And she said yes, and we voted for Frog. All
right, Sonic.
Maybe.
Fuck. Ed is banned from the rest of the stuff.
I'm not like, you know, Noble Knight is auto banned. They gotta like do something beyond like, you know, being really strong.
Wiggs votes yes, Sonic. And Sonic was a huge factor in his growing up, and that's why he's so fucked up today. Zach, that's why he texts Ermine.
I did not fucking text Ermine. He sent me an Amiibo, not Amiibo, Skype message. I was talking. He was like, "Hey, Wiggs." I was like, "What do you want, Ermine?"
With a picture of a dog licking his ball.
You were more polite than that. Let's get real.
No, actually, I said, "Hey, fuck mine." As a matter of fact.
But he said it like in a cutesy way, so he's like, "Yeah, we're still friends."
Hey, fuck mine, Kirby face.
All right, boner.
Just saying, you call me Zach the first time. Just want to point that out.
All right.
What? I'd probably say no, not now.
Yusuf.
Next year, Weston.
Yeah, I got no for Sonic. Gordon Freeman.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Boner.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Gordon Freeman.
Oh, no.
What?
Blazer.
Yeah, I'd put him maybe right above Frog just because of how huge and how much fun Gordon Freeman never was, really was. I mean, if
never you've was. Been here,
never wins. Oh, sorry.
Gordon Freeman never was.
Gordon Freeman never existed.
He never existed. It was just so much fun. And then I know it really doesn't have anything to do with game facts, but just watching him win the GameSpot contest, like kill Link, kill Mario, beat Snake 50%, I think that really kind of had a lot of people on the board warm up to him, and he's just a legendary guy on board 8, so I'd probably put him in first year.
Yeah. See, I didn't think the GameSpot contest mattered, which is why I said no. If that is an influence, then I'd probably say yes.
It doesn't matter per se, but I think a lot of people warmed up to him after that.
Is like, Gordon Freeman Never Wins is a board classic. He's got to be in a Hall of Fame for that. He's like the most... Like
it didn't last long enough. Like
if you really dissect Gordon Freeman Never Wins, you'll notice how hilarious it was. Every person he loses to doesn't return the next year, and Gordon comes back just to lose again to an even more pathetic person.
This is my theory of NW.
I might buy it if it lasted a few more years, but it got ruined. So,
you know, shut up. It's a history. This is what the Hall of Fame is. It's about things that happened in the past.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, if it lasted longer in the past, I might agree. But it didn't last long enough in the past for me to agree. Cats. Or Mega Man, sorry. Mega Man.
I don't know. He's in the same boat as Sonic for me. I mean, 2002 was awesome for Mega Man, and I think, like, everything else is kind of iffy. So.
I'm going to say yes, but only because he's a Noble Niner. I'm going with all Noble Nine in.
I'd probably say maybe, but I'm probably leaning towards no.
Probably say maybe?
Probably maybe, just quite.
Blazer.
I'd say no. I'd put him right behind Sonic, because at least Sonic's had a couple matches where he's like really been disappointing, or like the Samus match where he's really been close. Mega Man's kind of like a weaker Samus where he's just usually there. So maybe second or even third year.
All right, Cats.
No.
Yes.
Who gives a shit about Cats?
He's the most famous other than Link, the most famous entrant in these contests. See, I think Ed, you and I are using like different criteria here.
Yeah, I guess we are.
Yeah.
I would say yes, but he wasn't in the last contest, and that kind of ruined it. So I gotta say,
and it pissed me off.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with Boner here. If he was in this year, I'd say yeah, but he wasn't.
It's been every single one, but it has.
I'd probably say year two for Cats. I'd put him right behind Gordon. I think in the first year, you might want to have one kind of board eight joke character make it with all these really deserving strong guys, and that one guy's probably Gordon.
All right, missing no, we all say no, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Ocarina of Time, we all say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might lean to no on that one, maybe a year two. I don't think it's been as big as Final Fantasy VII.
I mean, it basically has the same criteria as Final Fantasy VII.
For the longest time, Final Fantasy VII was like the game on this site. So maybe in a few more years,
only
when Ocarina...
because there was no game contest.
Right, but I mean, I still think like its status as the game on this site for so many more years, I think just barely gives it the edge, although it's right behind it. Ocarina's right behind Final Fantasy VII.
Whatever. Master Chief. Ed.
Oh,
Drugs. Where? Where? Ed.
Yeah, I said yes.
Okay.
No, he's just like a less exciting version of Gordon Freeman, I think.
What?
Oh, I would disagree with that.
Yeah, I would say no, though.
I love Game Fuel, but no. Tanner.
God. No, ew.
Yes, he's got the lowest percentage. He lost the snake.
Jesus, Wig, why don't we just put the whole class in?
I'm saying these are my votes.
Hall of Fame. She lost to Mega Man. He's a Noble Niner.
Blazer.
I would give him a few years.
Yeah, he needs like another epic fail performance if he's going
to. He'll never get it. If he comes back in, I don't know. I think just the joke votes alone. You've got to figure how poorly he actually did. Like, and then a lot of the boards is going to vote for him as a joke, and that'll ruin everything. All you need is like a few joke voters to actually impact your percentage when you're that weak. So I don't think he'll be as weak if he comes back. Hopefully he will.
Kafka.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to the Ed.
Hey, we agree. Wow.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm probably going to say yes, too.
I'd lean toward yes.
I got no. Magus.
No.
Yeah, for a failing.
Let's keep it up, dude. Why not? Let's put them all in.
Let's put
Surfbot in.
Magus
why is Surfbot on?
Surfbot was
in the first match. He's a pioneer.
Surfbot was the first loser. That's so cool.
That's the Hall of Fame. Put this Commander, put Captain McMillan, and he looks like a bland, but I like blands.
I'm a memorable matches, and to me, Magus Knuckles was a very, very memorable match.
This is why I'm waiting. This is why I'm waiting until after User of the Year to make the User Hall of Fame, because you got people like Wigs who just put yes to everyone and get their votes or something.
Yeah, I really want Magus to vote for me in User of the Year.
Well, I'm saying that's
so cool.
That's what you do. Anyway, Blazer.
I would say no for this year. Definitely a second year, and I could kind of understand why Wigs would vote yes for this one. Magus has had a pretty crazy history.
Vincent Valentine.
Yes, I'll say yes.
I'm going with no.
Oh my god.
He hasn't done anything to so really make me want to vote for him.
He beat Chrono! What are you talking about?
He didn't really. Okay, we're going into the four ways, whatever.
We're including everything.
Boner.
I gotta say yes for Vincent.
Definitely not first year for me.
Yeah, I agree. Charizard.
No.
Jill. No. Legend of Zelda series. What? Fuck.
We've got to talk about Jill. Come on, let's give Jill like 15 minutes.
I said yes to Jill.
Good job, yeah. Wigs.
I hate Wigs. I really
good
hate Wigs.
Good job, Wigs.
Why is he here?
But sure.
Jill, maybe second or third year.
All right, Legend of Zelda series.
No.
What? No.
That contest just sucked too much.
The series contest never existed, actually. Pikachu.
No.
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 Nah. Wig says no?
I say no.
Wow. Chrono Trigger.
No.
No.
Not first year.
Yeah, it's tough for the games to get in right now, I think. Yeah. We need another games contest or two. Jay Solano.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The fact that I included him should make it pretty apparent that this is an all-encompassing contest here. You know, he's never even been in a real match, but no.
He beat Link. He's
he Squall. Sure did. No.
Squall?
I haven't really tracked who's voted. Is Leon the only one who said yes to Squall thus far?
Leon was actually very objective, and he voted no for Squall.
Wow. That's how you can tell how much he cares about the contest.
The fact that I remember that off the top of my head should tell you that that was something I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, that just shows you how important this is to everyone. Like, yeah, I jerk off to Squall every day, but I mean, I couldn't sleep at night if I voted yes on Squall. That's what Leon said. Alucard, I'm guessing he's here because of the plan. So,
that's a stupid reason to be in though.
It's all part of the plan.
I guess and it's all part of the plan to lose, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I got to say no, though.
He's had some cool matches. His first 2 years, which seem like eons ago now, were really good, and the plans, I thought it was pretty funny, but no way first year. Maybe third year, something like that, fourth year.
You're really planning this out. All right, that is it. Thank you, Blazer, for your time on the show.
May Allah shine his rays.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that shit. All right. So, let's move on to Ulti's Battle of the Bands. How are you guys... You know, there's always lots of debate on the metal board. Are you guys yay metal board or nay metal board? Ed?
I don't know.
I don't care. Wigs. Wigs, not...
The metal
board. Lacrosse. I don't care. I don't know.
I know, man. That's like, whatever. I don't post there. Who gives a shit?
The metal board is really weird because if anyone bashes the metal board, they like show up in our topic like 2 seconds later. Like they stalk us like crazy. Yeah, I don't know.
By the board,
I think you get a lot of shitty matchups thanks to the metal board. So it's kind of, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of them being involved. I kind of, like, I'm thinking of hosting a contest devoted to any artist, any musical artist after Ulti's. Like, so like Lady Gaga and them could get in. Would you guys like think that'd be interesting?
I don't know. I don't know why he did the band. That was kind of weird.
I actually talked to Ulti about this. He said it can only be bands because he couldn't like do Lady Gaga verse like Eminem on the metal board or the rock board.
Then don't do it on the board.
It's off topic. It's off topic.
Why was that off topic?
Because the rules are stupid.
Genres.
So yeah, I'll look maybe gauge some interest on that, because I'd love to see like Lady Gaga on this. I think that'd be really interesting, or like Lil Wayne or Eminem or something, or some video game music composer.
Zun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck you guys. Nope. Nope. Boo. Whatever.
You gotta learn this stuff if you're gonna be in the video music.
Yeah, I know. I really, if I want those votes, I gotta learn how to pronounce all the Japs' names or something. Gotta play the game. Let's talk about the best doctor contest, because we got some interesting ones going on. Dr. Football has lost to Bob Kelso from Scrubs. Does that worry you in terms of Dr. Football's use of the year?
That just depresses me. It doesn't worry me at all.
Like, does losing to Bob Kelso make you think he can't make it past round three?
It's completely unrelated.
They're totally related. Imagine if Bob Kelso was a user, he'd be kicking his ass in round two.
Setting what? Like if Bob Kelso, like the character, actually posts it.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Anyway, Dr. Pete. All right. So football lost. Dr. Pete won a match. He beat Christian Shepherd from Lost, and he faces, of all people, Martin Luther King next. Who will you be voting for here? I'm voting for defeat, so I don't know about you guys.
Well, queer idiots topic about Evangelion, Martin Luther King caused the second impact and caused the polar ice caps to melt. I gotta vote for Dr. Pizza.
I just think the matchup's funny because Dr. Pizza, if he was old enough, is a guy I could envision killing Martin Luther King Jr. So, because he's racist.
What, a red catcher in the rye?
That needed explaining.
Yeah. Our favorite, Dr. Dick, lost to Julius Erving. I think this was because Neon doesn't have a big dick. Like, he posted a picture of his bulge, like, for Dr. Dick, and there was no bulge. It was just, like, a vagina. It could have been a vagina in those pants. I don't know.
His pants?
Yeah. Oh, so basically,
I did not know that.
Yeah, Neon posted a zoom in of his bulge.
That was probably just his wife.
For the Dr. Dicks. Yeah, it could have been his wife. I don't know. There was no bulge there. There was no dick. So that definitely caused his loss. Our boy Dr. Strange has defeated Frasier. So Dr. Strange is moving on. Yay. So we'll keep up on that.
Yes.
Who's the Vlado next round?
Vlado hosted a debate this week for between Sass and Boko. Absolute failure. He asked them what their views on, like, abortion and shit were, and he just asked tons of terrible questions, and
I completely missed this topic, but I'm glad I want to ignore.
Yeah, Wiggs, what did you think of it?
I guess it made more people vote in that match if people would have abstained otherwise. I don't know, I kind of perused it, I've got no opinion on it, to be honest.
My question is, how about, do you think it was possible for there to be, like, a formal debate with rules that was successful in any way, or is that just too fucking lame?
It was gonna be, like, I guess, you know, people who are, like, more interested in debating thing will care more. Other than that, I mean, I didn't really care.
So you said it has to be natural. It has to be natural.
Has to be what?
Natural.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it felt a little forced, I suppose.
Cokes ran his marathon. He finished it, but he had to walk a bit of the way to finish.
How long did he have to walk?
I'm not sure. Several miles. How much do you think the marathon helped out his user of the year performance so far? Like, how much of a factor do you think that's been, Ed?
Probably a decent factor. I mean, it was a pretty visible topic for a while. Got people kind of involved, and, like, it was a positive topic until Albion came along, you know, stuff like that. So.
But see, then he gets bash Albion, so that was, like, more points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the big thing is Cokes is kind of, I'm not gonna say, he talks in sports, talks in music, but I don't think he's really getting himself out there all the time. I think the fact that he was out trying to get donations for a good cause definitely helped him out. I think, like, it got him interacting.
How much did he raise, by the way?
Geez, a couple thousand.
Wow.
He got like 600 from Port 8, I think. So that was pretty cool. So yeah.
He donated a lot.
Yeah, he talked to a lot of different people to get donations, and now he's in, like, the chat a decent amount, so yeah. He's got some factors going his way. It's definitely how he's doing so well. So he is going to be interested to keep up on him. See if he keeps up that momentum. Big news. Preston Starry's back, guys.
Yay!
All right, let's...
Wonderful.
Let's just read some excerpts from this topic.
It's going to be great.
It's been nearly 4 months since I have last made any kind of appearance here. One second.
Jester!
Yeah. We're a professional show, folks.
Hello, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is on the astral plane.
Doctor Strange does not approve of this break.
Doctor Strange is eating tortatas.
They don't have the right sauce.
Oh, what a disaster this meal has been for Doctor Strange.
There will never be a one-post winner with Doctor Strange around.
No, because people always post in Doctor Strange topics.
Because people want Doctor Strange's nuts.
It's quite true.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Leave it in. Leave it in.
God.
Oh, yeah. So, what do you guys think about cool stuff?
What am I listening to? Why am I here? I could be sleeping.
I could be playing Uncharted, getting my double money. Damn. To get Uncharted and play.
You'd be playing Toho right now.
Aw, man. Fucking spinner rack. Do any of you guys have a spinner rack?
I have a spinner rack.
I kind of want a spinner.
The hell is that?
Pokemon. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Velas, was it you or someone else that said Lunatic Princess was your favorite?
It was me.
Oh, okay, that was you.
Yeah.
At first I was like, wow, how could you choose that? That's such a dumb pick. But then I listened to it again, and I'm like, yeah, I could see this being someone's favorite.
Yeah, you told me that.
Oh.
You told me like the day I told you it was my favorite.
Oh.
I still only found one topic for this game I'm going to do later. It's going to be off the hook.
What's that stop doing?
Chester!
I fucking hate Chester.
What's he doing with it?
I fucking hate Chester. That's just all there is to it.
Chester!
Like, Chester's literally a homo. I think it's his fault.
Hey, you know, hey, Isaac, everything that you didn't just hear right now, we're going to leave it in.
What did you guys say?
Nothing too exciting.
What did you say about me?
We had, like, a 5 minute after Strange montage. Between, like, Wiggs and I.
Yeah, yeah.
Sit. Sit, you fuck. Stay.
Chester, hey Chester, over here.
Stop it.
Chester, come on.
See the ball? See the ball?
Wait, just try saying B-R-E-A-K. I want to see if he does it.
Say what?
Say B-R-E-A-K, like the word.
Break.
Say it louder.
Break.
Ah! He just ran off for the bagel. It's hilarious.
He did what?
Like, I had him staying, and then you said the word, and he broke.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Shit's on. All right. So let's read through Preston Starry. You guys ready?
Right.
Yeah. Make sure you pronounce Catched. not.
Alright. Alright, 5, 4, 3, sit.
Sit.
I'm just still recording. You don't have to count down. Just go.
Stay. Stay!
It's like, come meet your dog or something.
Stay. Alright. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, so here's some excerpts from Preston's amazing comeback post. It's been nearly 4 months since I last made any kind of appearance here on Board 8 to make and share in a post for you guys to see, and well, in many ways, I am glad to be back. During my absence I had away from B8 at the time, I gladly catched up on work of many new video games to play through and having much fun with it, as usual one could have. It's like someone tried to like program a robot to like talk to people and it just failed. Games included Metroid Prime, Red Steel 2, Tatsunoko vs. Capcom, Rugrats, Search for Reptar. It was a blast to have. Oh god. Moving on to a more serious note, here to say about Board 8, I apologize to everyone for the shenanigan madness that...
shenanigan madness.
What kind of shit deserves shenanigan and madness in the same, like, back-to-back, man? It's like killing shit.
Preston found it, that's for sure.
I apologize to everyone for the shenanigan madness that happened here. Possibly involving myself to you, I would generally make back in the past.
This means, but it's the same.
Wow. Just wow. I think the best part is he says he's gonna try and he's improving his grammar. I really don't think he is. So random just, as this is to say, but I'm glad also to see some of you guys are feeling fine after going through some rough times as it was for you when I was gone. Particularly part where Rusty had a life or death surgery situation event. Once you say once Rusty had a life or death surgery, you don't need to say situation event also after
that. See, something I like to do with whenever Preston Sorry posts, just try to condense the entire post in 3 sentences. It's possible.
All right, also, as hopeful and sad, maybe, in ways, it is to say, I have tried my best to improve progress in my grammar skills as much at its best it could be. Now that I am back again, I will say that again, back as a regular member of Board 8.
What?
You will see me being someone more serious and more mature to view in the kinds of posts I will make and create here. I wish to talk about the meaning of life, and I want to kill myself. No, he didn't say that. But it's impossible to do.
I want to kill me.
More in a way, say quality in numbers over quantity. Wait, quality in numbers over quant? What? As far as project go, I would generally do here whether you guys would like it or not to see. I will start working on something, bold capitals, soon. Nothing I can say for sure on what it could be, but hey, I say let's take everything slow now. What are we gonna do? Fuck, Preston? and then he has other amazing posts.
Ermine, are you mocking me for fun? XD.
The best one is the last bump in the topic. Bumpsy, any last minute welcome back comments anyone might have? This guy... I don't know how to feel about him. I really don't. He just boggles my mind. So if you want to check that out, search Preston. It is a good time. It is a good time. All right. Albion now has a new account. To his collection. His harem, if you will. The Rock's old account, the Davy Jones. I asked Rock, doing my investigative journalism, why in the fuck he gave that to Albion. He did it because he wanted him to not use the Cyclo account anymore. which is silly because, yeah, it's annoying to use a cyclo because it's someone's name. Now it's someone else's name he's using.
And he'll keep using it anyway.
Yeah, and he says he actually gets laid off on it, but The Rock says whenever he brings it up, Albion uses it again. So I guess I worked a little bit, but I think it's stupid because now it's like another guy like, oh, I thought that was The Rock. No, it was Albion. So it's like the same issue. It was stupid. Bad planning. All right, let's move on to games. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is announced. Let's hear some wish lists. We had two poll of the days on it, so we got some shit to work with. What do you guys want to see in the game, Ed?
Doctor Strange. Hell yeah. I think Ami from Okami would be a cool addition with the paintbrush and stuff.
Oh yeah, I would like Ami in.
Yeah.
Gotta have Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool will be fun.
Phoenix Wright, like the
thank you.
Like the Frank West factor.
I was gonna say Icehawk. Can you guess who I'm gonna say?
Phoenix Wright.
Yeah. No, I was gonna say Edgeworth actually.
Phoenix. You gotta have Edgeworth.
Yeah, it's like Frank West is so awesome in these things. Why not have like another crazy character like Phoenix?
I like to see Wesker.
A lot of really good Marvel characters you could choose from. Just to have like really wonky powers. Like, I think Super Skrull is a really good addition because he has all the Fantastic Four powers without actually having to put in all the Fantastic Four. So he's a good addition.
I think in one of the silhouettes, Deadpool's kind of visible, right? When they came up. There's like a silhouette of some of the characters, and you can kind of see it. Kind of looks like Deadpool a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, let's talk about Ed playing every influential game ever. Oh wait, he didn't finish that.
Oh wait.
All right, my last topic. Been busy, so I haven't really played. But DQ5 is up next. Going to play it this week. Should be fun. And thanks to Carvey for my topic purging, but he had all the scores for me. Yeah. All right, random conversation this week. Round two, one of the things that people like to do in round two to be cool is just 5-0 every match. Now, I understand the logic in this, for sure. Like, the reason they're doing this is because, if you think about it, if you want someone to win, you 5-0 them, and then that's the best chance of them winning, correct? So, do you guys agree with this? Are you cool with people 5-0-ing every match, Ed?
I don't care.
All right, Wiggs.
Yeah, I like it. And instead of like, one of the rules is it's discouraged from abstaining. So if I would normally abstain instead, I 3-2, because usually there's like a slight lean one way or the other. So I'll either 5-0 or 3-2. I never 4-1. 4-1 is a stupid vote. It's a chump vote. If you do it, you're stupid.
Man, I do 4-1s all the time.
I know, you're stupid.
But dude, that's like a way to man up. Like, I could just give out 3-2s. 3-2s are gayer.
No way.
Who's gay? Someone who gives out 4-1s, everyone, or someone who gives out 3-2s every match because they don't want to fucking make up their mind.
See, the only one I'd give a 4-1 to is 4 to somebody and 1 to Ermine, so he'd vote for me.
All right, Boner. So, as someone who's getting a 5-0'd a lot, how do you feel about everyone 5-0'ing every match?
I don't see a problem with it, and
I understand the logic. I do. But I just feel like it ruins the point of the round. Like,
I don't really think it ruins it.
The only reason it doesn't ruin it is because not everyone does it. Like, the reason that the 5-point system is in place is because, like, the UUL system of just pure points is boring, you know? I just think, like, 3-2, 4-1s, 5-0, like, if people actually differentiate them, it's just what makes it more interesting.
I think a lot of people think that it's more acceptable to do a 5-0.
I think a cool twist would be next year, round two, instead of going 5-0, you can give any amount of points to any user, positive or negative, any amount you want.
No, that's an awful twist.
No, it's awesome. You have like negative a billion and one.
How did you sneak onto this show? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really have a problem with it. I just feel like the contest is better when people don't do that. But oh well, I just think it's boring. That's all it is.
What's boring about negative a million points?
Nothing. What is this? Whose line is it anyway?
Hey, you know what they say. Points matter as much as I want them to fucking matter.
No, I don't think anyone says that.
Oh, right.
All right. Let's go on to our new favorite segment. 1 point, or 1 post topic.
1 point winners.
It's 4-1 winners of the week. All right, let's start with one from Procrastinator. Uh-oh. You know it's good when it's from someone who actually posts. Tread climber is a fucking workout. Just spent 45 minutes on it. Feels like I got more of a workout today than I did in the past 3 days when I played basketball for at least an hour. Very informative topic. Thanks, bro.
All right.
I almost called him Preston. Well, here's one from Uglyface 2. Let's introduce the Zubels to you. Ben Veeren kicks ass, by the way. This is the best one of the week, for sure. This is from the Geodot. Tortadas are pretty good. I'll get the salsa roja next time.
Salsa roja.
Best. All right. Winners and losers of the week. Winners this week. Yo Blazer for the Hall of Fame. And for on the board, he has a topic asked for people's wang size. And, you know, there's usually a don't ask, don't tell rule, but I appreciate Blazer for boldly crossing that line. So, congrats, Blazer. Loser this week, Vlado, for his disastrous debate. FD for his whining in the use of the year topic about getting anti-voted for the luster joke factor. And Gamer Panda, okay? Gamer Panda listens to the podcast, and she says, whenever someone disagrees with me, I put them down and, like, just or call them stupid. Well, I think you're a fucking moron, Gamer Panda, and I think that the reason AKJ always bashes our show is because you were a negative influence on him, and I think you're fucking stupid. This is the stupidest comment I've ever heard. Get the fuck off my show. I mean, you guys feel like you get a say, right? Yeah, I know. You guys get a fucking say. I don't just call people stupid who disagree with me. Yeah, I know. I agree. All right. Yeah, guys, you there?
Whatever you say, I talk.
Yeah, exactly. You got your say. Dude, that's bullshit, Gamer Panda. Don't play that shit on me.
I agree right, with survey... everything you say, I talk.
Survey says this week, I did not plan this out in advance. Isn't that a shame? You guys got any ideas?
I think we lost, Boner.
We did, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you, Chester. I gotta finish the show.
Ace Collins.
Survey says this week, is Chester adorable?
Okay, now what? What just happened? What?
I don't know, Boner. Shut up. We need a survey says. Ed, you got an idea? Ed's often
what?
In Afghanistan. Yeah.
Do you think Neon will be back next week?
I totally like nodded off there for like 5 minutes.
You got a survey says for us?
Me?
Yeah.
Do you notice and recognize miracles?
You know what? That's I'm actually gonna do that. Do you notice and recognize miracles? Yes. Guess when people said yes. Guess when they recognized miracles. Whole numbers only. No repeat answers unless you're repeating on Ermine, because that gives me a good excuse to not let him back on. that actually happened this week. and yeah, if you win, you can be like Boner and be on the show. Have a great time. Stay up past your bedtime. Get smacked if your parents find out you're up. Right, Boner?
What? I wasn't even listening.
Exactly.
I guess Neon is back.
Too busy getting his ass beat by his mom. All right, so that is it for this week. Boner, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Wiggs, thanks as always.
Uh-huh.
And Ed. Oh, Ed. Ed's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Ed's gone.
Oh, Ed, my Ed.
All right, and that is it for me. Reminding you, as always, fuck bitches and win boardies. I'm out.
Fuck.